to answer any questions that you may have, especially in regards to the pricing and how you can continue yourself. Here he comes.
Hi there, Lee. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. And, of course, my job is to make sure that we get you the details of our service, that we answer any questions you have. Also, I'm going to apply a reduced rate for your established business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Going pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, of course, our job is to make sure that people, even in Fredericksburg or that 50 to 75 mile service area, that they're able to see your company right there on that first page, pick up the phone and call you directly. So they won't, of course, need to already know the name of your business. They'll just be typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. If they're looking for painting contractor, residential painter, best bathroom and kitchen remodeling contractor near me, any of the services that you want to be found for, your business will pop up as a top option, and the calls will come directly to you. Now, you do quite a bit. Do you have a bread and butter service? Is there a service you want to be found for more, or any of it fair game?
I do anything as far as like I do anything separate. I don't do roofing, so anything besides that.
Gotcha. So, you know, hardscape, painting, of course, patios, kitchen, bathroom, all of those are different services that you can be found for, and you won't be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service you provide and it's in your service area, Google is going to recommend your business onto that first page of that person's search. Your placement will be mirrored on Bing as well, the other major search engine, because we'll create the content that the search engines index when someone does a keyword search. You'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important to Google. All of them, of course, will be talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to a verified website. Now, I know you've got a Facebook page, but there is no website for your business currently, right?
No. My wife, Renata, is like, she's working on that now, trying
Good. So your wife is building a website for you. That's fantastic. Obviously, you see a value to having people pick up the phone and call you. A website is, in fact, a very powerful conversion tool. It is, of course, though, only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And even, you know, the fancy custom websites built by web developers, unless they've got the off-page optimization, unless they're linked to the directories that I mentioned, you know, that might just end up being kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. And, of course, since your wife is working hard to make that website for you, we want to make sure that it's easy for people to find. They won't, again, like I said, need to already know the name of your business to find your website. Now, because you are servicing, you know, 50 miles or even more, this would also include Facebook or Meta ads. Those paid ads will get you found very quickly throughout your entire service area. So people using Facebook or on Google or Bing, of course, we'll also make sure, like I said, you have a Yelp listing and others. And they can find you. You know, your customers can find you on those different directories, although we really create that content so Google can see it. You know, a lot of it is content most consumers, even most so-called SEO companies, would never think to create, but they are equally important. And the more content you have online that Google can verify that you're in that service area providing these types of services, the better you're going to rank. So even if it's Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, stuff no one's ever heard of, since that content is important to Google, we'll make sure that you have that content, of course, talking about your services. Because you are an established business of more than 5 years, you do qualify for reduced pricing. As you might well imagine, we do prefer to work with companies, Lee, that know what they're doing, companies that can take on more work, companies that do quality work, and of course businesses that have experience do see a discount. In this case, that reduction in cost would be pretty significant. It's a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. In this case, it saves you exactly $300 every month, and it does bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, there's no third party involved. The calls will come directly to you, and whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same fixed flat rate. Now, especially with that website in the works and soon to be completed, I'm sure you would want that first page placement, make it easier for people to pick up the phone and call you directly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we do offer our services month to month. There is no long-term contract. It's performance based on our end. We've got to send you the work to earn your business. You will be able to track how much work you're getting. You'll get a detailed tracking and reporting system, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboards. From there, you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or from individual directories, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point, Lee?
No, nothing. You said it's a month-to-month?
Correct, yes.
That
is correct. It is offered completely at will, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, you can stop the service altogether. No questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can, in fact, pause the service seasonally. I know winter kind of forces you to do those indoor jobs. You can pause the service seasonally if you want to. As long as you're a satisfied client, though, using the service, it is that fixed flat rate. So again, it's kind of it's a promotional rate for an established business. It's certainly reduced pricing, but it is not an introductory rate, so it will never go up on you. Again, as long as you choose to use the service, it would be that exact amount, that fixed flat rate. Now, like I said, our job is to keep your phone ringing, and it looks like you're doing mostly residential work, right? Would you even be able to take on like light commercial work?
Yeah. I did a church about 18 months ago.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay, so you can handle commercial work too. The reason I ask is we do very targeted marketing. So we'll make sure that not only are you found for the services and the keywords related to those services, but we can also in this case target not only the residential clients, but the commercial clients too. Now, it is a position that we're actively filling, and we do not work with competing businesses. We don't put our clients in competition with each other. So we only can work with one business at a time per area and industry. So we are, of course, trying to find that company. I think you would be an excellent fit for this. It's not just you doing the work, right? You can handle more business. You've got a couple of guys helping you out, a crew.
Yeah, I got 8 guys full-time.
Oh, you do?
Probably three part-time guys.
Oh, good, good. So you can certainly handle more business, even multiple projects simultaneously. Now, it is, of course, going to get your phone ringing. A steady stream of calls from residential and even commercial clients, that will allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. So maybe you do take on that bigger remodeling job that's going to pay you well, or a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next, or maybe it's a job closer to home, or even if the materials involved mean it's a higher profit margin. At the end of the day, we want you working smarter versus harder, making more money for the time that you're spending there. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, it is a position we're filling today, and it's K and Ray Services LLC, right? That's how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, Lee, is the phone number that we're speaking on the best number for your customers to call? And is it also the number that you would want us to call for you to contact you regarding your account?
No. This number right here is the number I'm calling that you call me on is the best one to contact me on, but we have a work phone number.
Oh, you do. You have a number for the business. What is that number then, Lee?
hold on. I have to look it up. I don't know about
okay.
Hold on.
Gotcha.
One second. I'm actually driving right now. Give me one second. Oh, it's not my work phone, though. Good. It is 540.
Okay.
807.
Yes, sir.
0760.
So for the business, it's 540-807-0760. And of course, the number that we're speaking on, the one ending 6184, this is a good number just for us to call you to speak with you regarding your account. And then, you know, you are service-based, right? There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right?
Yeah. On my phone number, I couldn't see it. It's 0769, not 0760.
Okay. 0769. Let me make that correction there. So I've got 540-807-0769 as the number to promote for the business. No address to promote. Of course, you're service-based, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if you did have a shop or a small office, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And, of course, we'll be targeting Fredericksburg and the surrounding community. Now, I did see an address online for you, though, the 203 Dabney Street. Is that a residence? Is that a home address?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Gotcha. So like I said, we won't have that address listed anywhere online. You know, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. And then, Lee, what is a good email address? And this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. It can be a business email or a personal email.
Okay. Well, I'll get to use my wife because she runs all of it. On this side of the business, I can get her email.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, it's RENATA 0325@yahoo.com.
So your wife's first name, Renata, RENATA, and then 0325, and that was at yahoo.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And we certainly want Renata to be an authorized point of contact on here. Is there a better number that we can use in case we can't reach you for us to call Renata? Or if she calls in, we would recognize that number?
Yes. Yes, it's 540.
Mm-hmm.
8848.
Okay.
0007.
All right, so I've got for Renata, 540-848-0007. And then, Lee, what is your last name?
Braxton. B-R-A-X-T-O-N.
Okay. And then Renata has the same last name?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Braxton, I would do a couple of things. One, I will, of course, take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's, cross the T's. It can be with you or with Renata, but we are going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we can use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. Of course, we'll want to speak with you even in more depth about the services that you want to provide and where you want to be found. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. What I would do now to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called a voice verification. Lee, it's actually required of us as a Google Premier partner. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced it, that it'll never go up, that in this case I'm actually going to waive the one-time setup fee that would normally attach to the first month to make it even more affordable, that it's, of course, a month-to-month service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop it at any time. You can stop me if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
One thing is, Renata, can you put her down as a primary contact?
Sure.
I'm mostly out working all the time.
Yeah, no problem.
She runs the business side from home.
Gotcha. So we'll have Renata down as the primary point of contact. We'll put the primary phone number as the one ending 0007. And, of course, you'll still be on here as an authorized point of contact. And, of course, I think Maria had me get on the phone here because she knows that you can handle this part of the conversation anyway. We can schedule the follow-up call with Renata. Could even be later on today. Now, if everything makes sense in the voice verification, we would put a card on file, process the payment, and then schedule that follow-up call. Okay?
How much is it?
Oh, yeah, it's the exact flat rate, like I said, of $299. I'm waiving your $99 setup fee and, of course, taking $300 off the normal cost of the service. So you do save almost $400 today. Every month that you stay with us, you'll save that additional $300. It is, again, like I said, that fixed flat rate. That is with the Facebook ads included. Okay. So
and you say it's a month-to-month thing, right?
It is. It is exactly that. It's month to month. There's no contract. Everything's completely at will. In fact, all of that is outlined in the voice verification, that service agreement. So I'm required as a Google Premier partner to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just a second here, Lee, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Braxton, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lee, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
K and Ray Services, LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that, and that's K-A-E and R-A-E, and the and, in this case, is the word A-N-D spelled out, right? Not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word.
No, it's K and then the letter N. And then Ray.
Just the letter N. Okay. I'll fix that. I did see it listed with the A-N-D, but we'll have that just the N, and then, of course, K-N Ray Services, LLC. And then, Mr. Braxton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lee Braxton, Jr., owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Braxton, as the owner of K and Ray Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then, Lee, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Braxton, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Lee, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Lee, of course. You would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, equally or perhaps even more important, and right down to the spelling of your business name. We'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Lee, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Braxton, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, but I told the first lady, I threw Angie's lead right now.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, and we do see that listing. That's a directory. It's not there's no conflict there. There is, like I asked,
okay,
the spelling of your business name. We want to make sure that the business name stays accurate. We wouldn't want you, for example, to, you know, sign up with Yelp or something like that. And again, like I said, the reason we're asking is we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure, of course, that there's no physical address appearing for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to give us the heads up so we can make sure that any new content does still have accurate information, and, of course, we'll be able to fix it if it is not accurate, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the waiving of your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive altogether, would be charged today, the 1st of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Once again, Lee, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month in that same exact discounted rate of $299, and once again, that rate will never go up. Now, this is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, which, of course, means that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Lee, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Braxton, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lee, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Well, I have one question.
Sure, of course.
So every month I need to call 3 days ahead of time and make a payment?
No. It is set up to bill automatically on the first of the month. If you get more work than you can take on, let's say you get a big job, or let's say you want to go on vacation, or when the winter rolls around and you're just kind of stuck doing the interior work, if you want to pause the service, you can do that. You would just need to call us 3 days before your billing date so that we can prevent that next payment from occurring. I did many, many years ago work in client support, and I do know that if you happen to forget and you call us a couple few days after it bills, we could reverse the payment, but at that point it's refunding it versus stopping the payment altogether before it happens. So it would be set to bill automatically on the first. If you want to pause it or stop it or push the billing out, we just request that you call us 3 days prior because we are closed on the weekend.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay. All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, Lee, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Braxton, what does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card? So, well, you know,
it's my business.
For your business to pop up. Now, Facebook wants us to say 7 to 10 business days. Now, in my experience, that's worst-case scenario, you know. How long before the website's going to be completed?
She's working on it. I don't know.
So we can speak with her about this. If it's going to be more than a few days, we would do a landing page as a placeholder. At no additional cost, we would do a one-page website. We can use any photos that you or your wife want to send to us, and it takes us about 3 or 4 days for us to do that. So it's perfectly in line with the timing of getting your business on that first page. We would not want you to miss out on this opportunity or miss out on potential business if the website that you're working, that your wife's working on, is not completed in the next week or so. But we'll speak with her. It sounds like having the client interview with her would probably be the best thing. And then, of course, if she says that the website's going to take more than a week, we'll go ahead and we'll do that landing page for you at no additional cost. Okay? Now, is the name on the...
We can
do a website for you at no additional cost. Even in the month-to-month service there, we can do that, like I said, that one-page website. It seems like your wife is working on a website for you, and the point of the landing page or micro-website would be just to serve as a placeholder until that website is completed. We can also do a custom website. If your wife decides she does not want to do a website at all, we can do a custom website for you as well. We can talk about that a little bit later on. Yeah. Is the name on the card Lee Braxton or Lee Braxton Jr.? Is there a middle initial on that card?
Hold on. I'm looking at it. I think it's... Hold on. Got to find it. It's, Lee Braxton Jr. And okay. It has Lee Braxton Jr. on top of it, but it also has K and Ray Services LLC on the card too.
It does have the business name as well. And then you did say that was a Visa card, so it should start with a 4, as all Visa cards do. If you are ready, I'm ready when you are. If you can read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4191.
Mm-hmm.
1103.
Yes, sir.
777766.
Okay.
1358.
And then the expiration month and year?
325.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
024.
So I've got 024 on the back of the card, and March or 03 of 2025 for the expiration. And then, Lee, was the card itself 4191-1103-7766-1358?
Yeah.
And does that bill at the 203 Dabney Street in Orange, 22960?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Braxton, in the next minute or so, you will receive through our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm driving.
Yeah, you did mention that. You'll get that email in the next couple of minutes through our automated system. You or your wife can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address will also be on that confirmation email. Now, you'll receive that email in the next couple of minutes, and you'll also also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Lee, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and since our emails get sent out every couple of minutes in bulk, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, I did just want to walk you through a couple of things. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You or your wife do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Now, would this client interview be with you or with your wife?
With her, with my wife.
With her, okay. And do you know if she'll be available later on this afternoon or what her schedule might be like tomorrow for that follow-up call?
She'll be available. She works
okay.
From home.
Oh, she does. Okay. All right. So we'll send her a calendar invite. The email address that we have on file is actually your wife's email. So we'll send her a calendar invite, and she'll also receive through our automated system a reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. And then did you receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you?
Yeah, local splash.
There's the local splash initial invoice, and then there should be a text message that the invoice email also triggers. If you open up the initial invoice email, of course the invoice is below the email. In the body of the email it says thank you for choosing local splash, etc., etc. Please click here to accept subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes directly to where the text message opens up, which is the local splash terms of experience, speaking about the services on the left-hand side, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see, Lee?
Well, it's probably going to go to her email because I didn't use mine.
Right, but you did get you got the text message, though, right? And I don't know if you have access to the email. But the contact information that I'm sending text messages to right now is yours. I will change it, though, so that we've got the 0007 number as the primary point of contact. I just wanted to make sure that you got the initial invoice and the link to that as well, to the terms and conditions. Are you able to open up that text message?
I really can't read. I'm on the interstate.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. No problem. So when you or your wife receive that, we just want you to confirm that you've received it. At the very bottom, it's going to ask you to type in your name as it appears there. There's a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. That's just above the long line that goes across it. And when you do that, hit confirm signature. Now, that is an important step in the process, so you or your wife would want to do that right away because it does allow us to get the Google PIN card mailed out today to verify that you're an active business in the local area and for us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. For example, on the Angie list, it does have the A-N-D spelled out instead of just the letter N. So we want consistent branding all the way across the board. Once you get that terms and conditions sent out to us, and again, all you have to do is click the confirm signature, it automatically gets sent back to us. That's when we can start to optimize your business effectively and make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate. So like I said, it's an important step in the process. Looking at our client interview calendar, it looks like the first available would be, I would look at 11 o'clock for tomorrow. If you think your wife would be available at that time, the call would be scheduled from 11 to 12. Get to her a few minutes after 11, get her off the phone pretty close to 11:30. You said she does work from home, so that should not be a problem.
Yes, sir, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, real pleasure speaking with you, Lee. I'm excited to say welcome aboard, you know. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your business out there. Do you happen to know the name of the domain that your wife is building that website on, or should we just ask her?
Yeah, actually, I have no idea.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We'll ask her in that client interview, and we'll get everything all set up. And like I said, if we need to, we'll build that that microsite if the website that she's working on is going to take more than a few days. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much. You take care, Lee. You have a great day. Bye-bye.